waiting for it to come up.
那现在我们正在准备让这个我们今天的讲道啊，这个幻灯能够打出来这个期间时候。
Now you'll notice the title, Pilgrims with a Purpose.
今天我们要分享的题目叫做有目的的寄居生活。
Pilgrim is a person that moves through life.
一个寄居的人，寄居者，就是说在他的生命当中是一个不断的这个一个移动、流动的这样一个人。
Last month, I received many emails.
上个月我收到一封电子邮件。
The Chinese pastor that I worked with 10-12 years ago had passed away.
在十几年前，我在中国有一位牧师是我的朋友，同工。最近呢，他已经离世，归主。
So when I first met him, I learned that he could speak four languages: English, Cantonese, Mandarin, and Hakka.
我记得刚认识他的时候呢，就发现他能够说四种，会说英语，英会说普通话、广东话，还有客家话。
So I had to learn what it meant to be Hakka, 客家人。
所以那个时候才第一次接触到这个客家人、客家这个概念。
So you know, in English, 客 is guest, 家 is family, and 人 is person, people.
所以呢，这个名字的就是意思就是说，客它是一个作为外来客人的这样一个家族一种人。
So 客家人 is often translated guest people.
英文的翻译就是 guest people, 就是说做客的人。
And the Hakka, the 客家人, they came and they migrated from the north of China down to the south, to Guangdong, down to Guangxi, down to Fujian, Hong Kong, Taiwan, to many places.
那历史上的客家人从北方一直南下在迁徙的过程当中来到广东、广西、福建甚至到香港、台湾众多很多的地区。
And Pastor Chang was one of those men who was a true 客家人。
那张牧师呢，他是一个非常的这个实实地地道道的一个客家人。
He worked really hard.
非常的勤劳。
He also moved around.
而且搬来搬去，走来走去。No.
So he was from Hong Kong.But he got up, and then later he went to Europe, and he traveled around Europe for 10 years, and then he came to America, sharing the gospel.
在香港长大，但是在欧洲旅行十多年之后，又来到美国生活和工作。
He's like us, sojourners, pilgrims that have a purpose.
就像我们在座的一样，我们在座的也是一个寄居客旅的人。
Last week.We had our missions conference, and we learned about how the migrant workers come from the east and from the countryside to the big cities, and they build the big buildings in the east.
上个星期宣教年会上，我们也学到中国有很多从农村西部出来这种进行短期到城市里去打工做建筑的这一类的农民工或者是民工。
So we learned that as the migrant workers come to the big city, there's the opportunity as they are building the buildings to share the gospel with them so that when they go to their homes, they can take the gospel with them.
那我们也学到这些从家乡出来的这样的一个短期逗留的民工来到城市里面的时候呢，这也给我们传福音的人提供了一个很美好的机会。福音如果传给他们，那他们在将来从城市回到自己家乡的时候，也能够把福音带回到自己的家乡。
The Apostle Peter, he was a man who was a fisherman. I think he wanted to spend his whole life in his little fishing village in Galilee.
使徒彼得，他是一个打鱼的人，是个渔夫。按照职业习惯来讲，他应该是一辈子就是生活在他那只船上，在湖上打鱼。
But Jesus said to him, I'm going to make you a fisher of men.
但是耶稣呼召他的时候呢，是告诉他说，我要让你成为一个得人的一个渔夫。
So what did God do? God later took him and picked him up and he moved him to Jerusalem, and then he took him all around the Mediterranean world and he took him to Rome, sharing the gospel with people.
所以神就把他的生命整个的改变了，把他带到了耶路撒冷，又带到了很多外邦地方，甚至带到了罗马，让他一生成为一个传福音的生命。
So he knew what it was like to be a sojourner that had the purpose of sharing the gospel.
所以使徒彼得非常清楚，作为一个客居，一个客旅，作为一个有目的的这样一个旅居的人，这样的一个生命是一个什么样的形态。
As we read our Bible passage, I want you to think about what Peter says about us, that we are being put together as God's building. We are God's building, but we are also pilgrims going through life, priests that have the purpose of preaching the gospel to people around us.
今天读我们所的经文的时候呢，也是让神再一次提醒我们，怎样我们是一方面是神要建造的一个宫殿，但同时我们又是神所要差派出去，把福音带到外地的这样一个祭司，这样的一个客旅的一个人生。
Okay, so now as we're going to look at the next slide, watch what this says. It says.As you come to him, to Jesus, a living stone which has been rejected by men, but in the sight of God is chosen and precious.
所以我们看到这四节四五节经文里面说，你们来到主的面前，也就像是一个活石，那被建造为灵宫。
So you yourselves, this is us, you yourselves are like living stones that are being built up.As a spiritual house, as God's temple.
所以谈到这个你们，就是指的我们在座的各位。我们呢，就是在神在使用我们，建造成一座灵宫。
And we are a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ.
我们的身份就是一个圣洁的祭司，并且借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
For it stands, or it is written in the scripture, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious.
第六节，因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
And as the corner, Jesus as the cornerstone, it says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, the cornerstone of God's temple, which is us.
那一块被那些工匠、被匠人所遗弃的那个石头，神却让它做了房角的头块石头。
Then he comes and he says to us who we are as God's people.
然后彼得就告诉我们，我们在主的里面是一个什么样的一个人。
You are a chosen race and a royal priesthood.
那我们呢，是被神所拣选的一个圣洁的祭司。
A holy nation.
一个圣洁的一个族类。
A people for his own possession, for God's possession.
是神特意选出来。被他自己所拥有、所使用的这样一个族类。
And the purpose here, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him, that is God, who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
神这样做的目的，就是要我们出去宣扬他那宝贵、尊贵这样的一个福音。
He quotes from Hosea,Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people.
彼得引用何西亚里面一句话说：“以前你们不是一个族民，现在神却把使你们成为一个族类。”
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
以前你们没有得到怜悯，现在得到了神的怜悯。
And then he goes on to say, "And you are also sojourners." And exiles.
接着又告诉我们，我们是在世上是一个客旅的，是一个等于说是被流放的，处于一个流动的这样一个状态之下的一个人生。
Sojourners, exiles, people that God has picked up and has moved to different places for the purpose of preaching the gospel.
所以客旅和寄居的人就是神把你在你从你这个原生的地方把你挪走，挪到另外一个地方，目的是要需要去传福音。
Let me pray and ask for God's blessing.
好不好？我们现在做一个祷告，求神祝福我们。
God, you know that I am a sinful man.
上帝，你知道的很清楚，我是一个罪人。
Not worthy to speak your word.
不配来宣讲你的话语。
But we have received mercy.
但是我们却从你那里得到了怜悯。
And I pray that by your grace, that the words that I speak this morning would be used by you.
我求你赐给恩典，让今天所讲的这些话语能够被你使用。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
靠耶稣基督的名求。
Okay, now I want to tell you a little bit more about Hakka. I want to show you some pictures.
现在我想多讲一点这个客家人的一些事情啊，这里有些图片。
One day I want to go to Fujian.
有一天呢，我将来有一天呢，我想去一趟福建省。
It's not to speak Chinese.
不是为了学中文。
你知道，南方人我听不懂。
因为南方人讲的话很难听得懂。
就是南闽话，对。I cannot speak. 闽南话，南闽话。
闽南话。
闽南话。Cannot speak. Do not understand.
就我不会讲闽南话，也听不懂闽南话。
But I want to see these buildings.
但是呢，我很想去这个游览一下这些这些建筑。
These buildings are called 土楼。
这些建筑呢叫土楼。
And they are built by the Hakka.
客家人建的。
Now I learned, not everywhere.Do the Hakka build these kind of buildings?
客家人并不是在所有的地方都盖这样的楼。
One time I met a man who was Hakka and I talked about these buildings.
有一次我和一个客家人谈到这些土楼。
And he didn't know about them.
他自己不知道还有这种土楼。
You know, sometimes I sin with my mouth.
有的时候呢，我这个嘴，我说话的时候，用嘴说话的时候呢，就在这上面会犯罪。
You know, he was from Taiwan.
因为那个人呢是从台湾来的。
我说你是真的客家人吗？不知道那个土楼。
So I told him, how can you not know this Tulo buildings being a Hakka yourself?
Later I had to apologize.
那这句话说完之后，后来我还得要给他道歉。
But I think that this is a good illustration.Of what we are like according to this Bible passage.
我想这个事情呢很好，是个很好的例子。像我们表明说，这个圣经里面讲的，我们是寄居客旅，这个概念的意思是什么
？Again, 客 a guest.
那客的意思就是客人。
家 sort of a family, sort of a guest family.
那所谓家呢，就是一个家庭啊，家人。
人 you know, people, we're guest people that move through life. We are sojourners.
那所谓人就是人类了，就意思就是说，在我们这个人生当中呢，不断的不同的阶段里面，不断的从一个地方挪到一个地方，再搬到另外一个地方，不断的这么搬来搬去。
And also, there are these beautiful buildings, and that's what God is doing with us. God is making us.A beautiful building.
但是作为一个客这样一个家人，他们还是建造了这样一个美丽壮观的建筑物。同样，我们在神的里面，虽然也是神所拣选出来做客旅的人，我们自己也能被他建造成一个美丽壮观的建筑。
下一个 I want you to look at this next slide.
请大家看下面的这些图片。
I think that there's another part of it.Notice how the building is meant to have many, 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 many families all living together.
你看这些建筑的设计的目的就是能够让很多很多的家庭能够居住在这样一个 一个群体里面。
So they are protected from attack.
而且建筑呢的风格就是说它能够防御外来的这个侵袭。
But also because the way they are built, they have to be a community of people that love and care for one another.
那这个建筑的方式又是说住在这里面的人呢他们是一个群体互相之间也非常的亲密互能够互相的帮助。
And I think that's the kind of building God is trying to make of us as his people, people that live together and love one another, building community.
我觉得神也是想把我们变成这样的一个建筑，我们能够居住在一个互相关心、帮助、热爱的这个群体当中。
So I want you to look at this Bible passage here. Here it says that we are God's house.
所以这一段经文讲到说我们是神的宫殿。
This is not a new idea.
那这个并不是一个崭新的一个概念。
You know, Jesus said that destroy this temple and 3 days later, I'm going to build another. And he was thinking about his body, but also the temple in Jerusalem.
耶稣曾经有一次说过说你把这个圣殿摧毁三天之内我能把它再建起来。他说这话的时候呢指的是他自己的身体。
And then later, God sent Paul, and Paul a couple of times says, you are God's temple.
后来使徒保罗在有几个地方曾经谈到过。Paul?
Oh, oh,
使徒保罗。
Okay, oh, oh.
Apostle Paul?
I thought you meant me.
Pastor Paul.
胡保罗。
所以使徒保罗也提到过说你们就是神的宫殿圣灵的宫殿。
Once he says, your body is a temple, but the other time he says, you as a people are God's temple that are being built together. We, people, is God's temple, not the building.
有一次他说 说我们的身体是圣灵居住的宫殿。另外一个地方说我们人我们基督徒的整个人呢也是一个宫殿。所谓的基督徒一个就是一个神所建造的一个灵宫。并不是指的一个外在的建筑。
And then at the very end of the Bible, near the end of the book of Revelation, it also says that we're a building or a city.
在圣经的几乎是最后的一本书《启示录》里面也曾经谈到过，我们乃是神里面的一个宫殿。
So an angel takes John and says to John that he's going to show him, the bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ, right?
天使把使徒约翰提起来的时候说我要让你看一看这个基督的心腹。那我们知道我们教会乃是基督的心腹。
So he turns around to see the bride of Christ, but he doesn't see an image of a woman. He sees the new Jerusalem, this city coming down from heaven.
约翰转过身来看这个基督的心腹的时候呢，看到的并不是一个新娘或者一个女人的这个形象，看到的乃是一个新耶路撒冷。
So here it says that God is making us into His temple, into His house.
所以神把我们也建造成他的宫殿，他的这个灵宫。
And so here it.He quotes, Peter quotes and says that there's this stone. The stone is Jesus. And he builds a new building and the cornerstone is Christ.
所以这里彼得是在引用先知使徒的话语意思是在讲说神呢是把耶稣基督作为一个房角石盖房子的一个房角石。
So the temple is good when the cornerstone is set.And then all the other stones are lined up with Jesus, the cornerstone.
所以在建这座宫殿的时候，耶稣基督作为房角石，那其他的石头呢，就沿着这个房角石的方向而砌成。
So here it says that Jesus is the cornerstone, but he's a living stone.
说耶稣是房角石，并且是活的石，活石。
Look at your hand.Look at.
那看一看自己的那个手。
Do you look like a stone? Do I look like a stone?
你觉得长得像块石头吗?
But here it says, I'm a living stone. You are living stones.
但是这个经文讲的说是我们是活着的石头,活石。
So this in the metaphor is that we as a people are being built in the house where God lives.
这个比喻呢,就是在讲我们乃是被神所使用建造成一个他自己的一个宫殿。
We are God's house.
我们也是神的宫殿。
God lives in us and through us.
那神也住在里面,神也是住在我们的里面。
But you know, remember, we have a purpose.
但是也让我们不要忘记,我们过人生是有一个目的的。
So here on the one side it says that we are living stones that are being built up as a house.
所以一方面我们是活石被神建造成灵宫。
But then later, Peter comes and he says, you have a purpose as a house. You're to proclaim the goodness, the excellencies of God who called you out of darkness and into light.
接着彼得告诉我,你还是有目的的。这样一个人生是有目的,就是被神拣选出来,宣告他把我们从黑暗的国度救出来,引入他光明的国度,这样一个非常美好的这样一个福音。
So then I have to go back and rethink about the 土楼.
所以呢,我就再回想这个土楼,这个建筑背后的一个含义。
Because the 土楼 is faced inward. It's good for community.
这种土楼的建筑方式呢,它是非常适合一个群体居住的,因为它是一个向内,内向的一种建筑。
But it's not built outward looking.
它的整个的形态并不是要向外扩展,而是向内聚集。
As God's building, we're supposed to be outward looking.
但是我们作为神的一个宫殿,我们不能够向内,仅仅的向内聚集,我们同时还要更向外的一个展现。
We have to look outward.
我们还要把我们的眼光向外展望。
Remember, we are a pilgrim people. We're moving through life.
我们要记住,在我们人生当中,我们是一个客旅的一个生活。
And that movement has a purpose. God wants to use us to share the gospel.
我们在人生当中这样的搬迁和流动呢,背后是有一个目的,那就是神要使用我们的人生。
Okay, we'll look at the next slide.
下一张图片。
Okay, now here, we're pilgrims.
所以这里说我们是寄居的旅客。
Now, first, Peter quotes from Hosea. Do you remember the book of Hosea?
所以首先呢,彼得这里引用的经文呢,是从何西亚书出来的。
So the people of Israel were worshiping other gods, and in Hosea, God said, when you worship other gods or you mix worshiping other gods with worshiping me, it's like adultery.
当时以色列人拜很多其他的神,耶和华神就对他们讲说,如果你和我还有其他的神掺在一起敬拜,这实际上就好像是在犯一种奸淫。
So he had, God had Hosea marry a prostitute and have some children with her, three children.
然后神呢,就指示何西亚,先知何西亚说,你去和一位妓女去结婚,并且生孩子。
And one of the children he called not my people.
其中一个孩子,他给他取了个名字,名字就是说算不上我的子民。
So when people have fallen away from God, they're not his people.
所以以色列人离开了神的时候呢,他就算不上是神的子民了。But
out of love, God pulls his people back and says, now you are my people, let's get married again.
但是因为神爱他们,所以又把他们重新拉回来。 就再一次成为了他的子民。
And the second passage here in verse 9, actually, this is almost all from Exodus 19 when God brought the people to the Mount Sinai.
第九节里面,这里面是背景是出这个埃及记第19章里面所讲到的一些内容。
It's interesting because It is in that passage in the Greek Old Testament that the word church is first used.
就在这一个经节里面呢，希腊文的字讲到教会这个字是第一次在旧约里出现。这个教会在那里边的意思就是指的是神的，是属神的子民。
So all of these words about God's precious people are applied to us.
所以这些讲到说神的子民是什么样的一个子民，这一切的教导今天对我们在座的各位同样的适用。
You are chosen.
我们是被神拣选出来的。
We are a royal priesthood. We are priests.
就是有君王的尊严这样的一个祭司。
A holy nation, God's own possession.
是一个圣洁的一个国度，一个国族，而且是属神的子民。
So we have all these beautiful terms about our relationship with God, but then Peter reminds us, you are sojourners and exiles.
所以讲到了这些非常非常奇妙、美好的概念之后呢，彼得就再次提醒我们，我们是客旅、寄居。
We move through life with a purpose.
人生当中呢，是不断的流动，但是却有一个一贯性的一个目的。
So this image is so important when Peter opens the letter and he says who the letter is addressed to, he says to the elect exiles of the dispersion.
这个概念非常的重要，所以彼得在信的开头就讲明白，他这个信写给的对象呢，就是散居在各地不断的流动这样的一个属神的子民。
So we are exiles, sojourners that go through life with a purpose to proclaim the gospel.
所以我们人生就是不断的流动，但是目的是为了传神的福音。
We're like Hakka. I'm like Hakka, 客家人. That's what I am.
所以我们也是一个做客的一个客家人。
I have a message.
并且我们还有一个信息要传给个人。
I should work hard going through life, sharing the message.
人生当中我们需要勤奋地去工作，并且去努力地去传扬这样一个信息。
Who's the most famous Hakka?
客家人当中哪一个最有名？
你知道吗？ Do you know?
谁是最有名的客家人呢？
你不知道 ？Who? Oh. So, I was very surprised when I study this people to learn that Sun Yat-sen is Hakka.
So 我在学研究这个客家人这个过程当中呢，非常惊讶的发现孙中山是一个客家人。
Okay. Now in English we say Sun Yat-sen.In Chinese, what is it? Sun Zhongshan, right?
Sun Zhongshan, Sun Zhongshan.
And his wife, Sun Qiling, Qingling, right?
并且孙中山的夫人宋庆龄也是客家人。
There were three of the girls, right? Three of them?
对、yeah.
Hakka, they were sojourners going through life.
所以宋庆龄是宋氏三姐妹的其中的一位，那他们又是客家人，意思就是说即使是他们也是一种做客的客旅的这样的一个人生。
We should all be like Sun Zhongshan.
所以我们都要像孙中山一样。
Because we have a message.
因为就像他有一个信息要传，同样我们也有一个信息要借我们去传达。
He had a message, right? What was his message?
孙中山先生他那个要传达的信息是什么？大家知道吗？
So he had the three principles of the people.
他的主义就是三民主义。
So I kind of put it down in the, you know, I also included the pinyin in case the children didn't know them.
所以这里呢，三民主义这个词我也用拼音写出来了，在座的孩子们，你们也可以。能够把这个音发出来。
Three simple principles that this man used to help China become modern. I think of him as the George Washington of modern Chinese.
孙中山呢，就是一生当中用这样三条非常简单基本的这个原则，用来建造一个现代中国。所以我的印象当中呢，他的地位相当于美国的这个乔治华盛顿这样的一个地位。
Nationalism，
第一是民族主义。
Democracy，
民主主义。
And people's livelihood。
民生主义。
And from those three ideas, he sort of unpacked everything that he taught.
那这三项纲领基本上就涵括了他一生所这个讲论的这些理念。
Here's a sojourner who goes through life. Now think about it. He goes to Hawaii to live with his brother, right?
他一生就是不断的迁徙，先去了夏威夷，和他家人居住在一起。
He's in Hong Kong and Guangzhou.
又去了香港和广州。
He was in Japan.
又东渡日本。
He was even in America when the, is it Xinhai 革命?
辛亥革命。
He was in America. I think he was in Denver, Colorado.
Colorado.
He's going around the world sharing his message.
辛亥革命爆发的时候呢，当时人，他人在这个丹佛是吧 ？Colorado 那里。
Was that correct? You know, he's a history teacher. I have to be careful.
You're right.
Okay, okay. We have a message.
所以同样，今天我们也有一个信息要传。
If I was to write the three principles, this is how I would write them.
如果今天要我模仿孙中山三民主义这个主义，要我也写出三个主义的话呢，我会写这样三个主义。
Okay.So here, remember, we are like Sun Zhongshan. We are exiles. We are sojourners going through life, and we have to proclaim the excellencies of God who took us out of darkness. You know, he, just like he took the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he brought us into the kingdom of his son, into his marvelous life. God has done great things for us, and we must tell other people.
所以刚才我们谈到，我们要像孙中山那样，要做客旅的人生当中呢，不断地传扬神的福音。神把以色列人从埃及救出来，让他们做客居的生活，为了是传扬祝福众人。
So I think, how do you say this? 三福音
主义。所以我也想出了三福音主义这个词。
Okay, this is my idea.
是我自己想的。
Yeah, three principles of the gospel. God the Father created all of us.
所以三福音主义里面第一个主义就是父神创造了宇宙万物，包括我们。
People out there need to know that we have a creator God.
所以根据这个主义呢，我们知道世界上所有的人都需要知道说他们是被神创造的。
Jesus the Son died for us to redeem us, to bring us out of darkness and into God's light.
那耶稣基督神的儿子呢，为众人的罪而死，拯救罪人。
And the Holy Spirit empowers us. The Holy Spirit gives us power to live a godly life.
第三就是讲到圣灵赐力量给我们，赐能力给我们去传扬他的福音。
So.I didn't write. You have to tell me in Chinese. What's the first one? God the Father created us.
所以有中文，大家告诉我有中文怎么讲？父神造了我们，创造。
父神造了我们。Okay. The Arga. So, Jesus the Son died for us.
耶稣为我们的罪而死。
耶稣为我们而死了。And the third, the Holy Spirit empowers us.
圣灵赐力量给我们，
赐力量给我们
力量。
Those are the things that we have. We are all like Sun Zhongshan. We go through life, and we have three simple basic principles that we are to tell the people around us.
就像是孙中山先生 他的三民主义一样，我们有三福音，这三个三项的观点。
You are all 孙中山。
所以在座的每一位都是你的孙中山。
You are all 客家人。
我们也都是做客的客家人。
You know, we go through life and we tell people about Jesus. But we are also one more thing. We are priests.
同时呢，我们还是神的一个祭司。
We are God's priests.
还是神的一个祭司。
So does that mean, you know, that we come here and we kill animals to sacrifice animals? Is this the kind of sacrifice that we give?
祭司是要献上祭的，对不对？但说祭司，谈到祭司，是不是就是说我们每来到教会里，然后去杀一些宰杀一些动物，然后让把这些动物摆到一个祭坛上，是这样的一种祭司吗？
Before Jesus came, that is what priests did.
耶稣基督降世之前呢，祭司就是在做那些事情。
But you and I are different kinds of priests.
但今天你我，我们是一种不同的祭司。
Okay, so I want you to look at this very carefully.
所以大家仔细的来看这里边的一些概念哈。
So here, remember it said we are a royal priesthood.
所以记住，我们呢是一个君尊的一个祭司。
And then he says that we are being built up as a priesthood to offer acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ.
我们被神变成有君王一样尊贵的这种祭司的目的，是为了能够在神的面前献上那个祭，灵祭，也是他能够悦纳的一种灵祭。
What kind of sacrifice is God wanting from us as his priests?
所以什么样的祭是神愿意接受的呢?
I think as we go down a little further and he says you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, he tells us what our purpose is, how to give acceptable sacrifices to God.
所以我想接下来彼得要讲的就是要告诉我们怎样把让我们所献的这个祭呢是神所愿意接纳的一种祭。
What does he say? He says, proclaim the excellencies of God.
所以呢他说是要我们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者奇妙光明者的美德，就是要传扬耶稣基督他那种美德美和德。
And we give our testimony, we tell about how God changed our lives when he took us out of darkness, brought us into his light, and changed us.
意思就是说怎么去宣扬，就是要用我们自己的生命，神怎样把我们从黑暗里救出来，并且投入到他的光明里面，这个整个的过程乃是我们个人的见证。所以做这样见证的时候，我们就宣扬了耶稣基督的美。
So think about the missions conference last week.
所以想想我们上个礼拜的这个宣教年会。
So we learned what is a sacrifice that a priest, that one priest, one group, a missionary group, does to proclaim the excellencies.
上次谈到有一帮这个宣教士。那也他们也是祭司，他们为了传这个福音所献上的这种牺牲，也就是献祭。
So, you know, as God's priests, they go, they share the gospel with the migrant workers that come to the big cities, train them, and then they can go back to their villages, to their own cities, and share the gospel with other people.
他们做神的祭司。就是在那些从农村出来的民工当中传扬福音，并且培训他们成为同工，成为也能够传扬福音的人。他们回去之后就把神的福音带回去。
But you have to be creative in how you share the gospel.
但是在我们在传这个讲这个福音的时候呢，要有一点的创造力。
I want to tell you about a church.A Chinese church in Brooklyn, New York.
So, I want to tell you a story. It's in 布鲁克林纽约的那个地方呢，有一家华人教会，他们是怎样传福音的。
So they tried traditional ways of evangelism.
这个传统的传福音的这些方式方法呢，他们都试过了。
You know, they would have a famous speaker come, invite a lot of people. The speaker would present the gospel.
所以他们也曾经请过很有名的讲员到他们当中办一个宣教的一个年会，向众人宣讲福音。
Traditional evangelistic meeting, traditional revival meeting.
这些那种传统形式的奉兴会，传统形式的福音拆传会。
But they found it didn't work. People didn't come.
但是在他们那个环境里面呢，他们发现这些都没有什么果效，因为没有人来听这些福音。
They had to think differently.
所以他们得要想一些不同的一些方法。
Now, I will tell you, for example, they used to stand on the street corner and try to give people flyers as they walked by. Nobody would take them.
他们曾经试过一个，就是到街头上，站在那个街道上，向来来往往的人宣那个散发他那个单张，邀请他们来教会，但是他们都不来。
But if they took tape and they taped them along the fence and left, people took them all.
他们甚至把这些单张就贴在人家那个栅栏的外面，但是他们前面贴，后面的人过去就把它给撕掉了。
You know, the people that lived in the neighborhood had different needs.
这是因为住在那个地区的人呢，他们的需要不同。
They were all from Fujian.
这些都是从福建来的。
So this is a part where they have all the clothes factories.
Clothes factories.
Clothes factories.
就是在福建省那些有很多这种制造衣服衣物的这些工厂的那个地区。
So you know all the people that were sewing, they came from Fujian.
所以这些做纺织、这些做织布的这些工人呢，都是从福建这个地区出来。
Who brought them to America?
你知道是谁把他们带出来、带到美国来的吗
？Have you ever heard of 蛇头？
有没有听过
蛇头
这个名词
？Yeah, and it's not the head of the tongue. It's the snake head.
不是这个嘴里的蛇头那个蛇，而是蛇头。
So if they come with a snake head that brings them to America, what is their life like?
所以如果他们是被那些蛇头帮忙偷渡到美国来的，那他们在这里的生活是一个什么样子？
So they come undocumented, and then for 3 years they have to work really, 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 really hard to pay off the 蛇头。
因为他们来这个过程里面是没有什么手续和身份嘛，所以来到这里的时候，前3年里面都要拼命的干活，为了是还那个那些欠那些蛇头们的那些债。
And then the 老板 treats them badly, the boss, they abuse them.
老板对待他们也很恶劣。
So they're not going to go and talk to people that hand out things on the street.They're not going to come into a regular traditional evangelistic meeting. They wanted to think differently.
所以这些居民们，他们不会到街头上去拿人家那个传单，或者他也不会去你教会里面问我怎么样能够信福音。
So this woman on the bottom, Rebecca and Grace, they wanted to help these people.
那这个左下角这两个姐妹呢？Rebecca 和 Grace， 他们就想方设法看怎样能够帮上这一群人的忙。
So they went into the factories and started making friends to find out what those women needed.
所以他们呢就亲自就去这些所谓的血汗工厂那里面去查访，去看什么样的事情能够帮上他们的忙。
First, meet the needs of the people.Then build relationships, and then preach the gospel.
所以首先呢，就是我们做的这个事情呢，能够帮得上他们的忙，适合他们的一个需要，接着才能和他们建立一个友谊亲密的关系，之后才能把福音传给他们。
So they asked them what they needed. One of the things that they needed was to learn how to speak English.
所以就问他们在这个美国这个地方生活需要什么，其中一个就是需要学英语。
So they started having English classes, and the women started to come.
所以他就办了个英语班，那很多这些妇女就来了，就上这个，就来这里读英语。
And then around the corner from the church, they rented a little building, and they call it the Dorcas Center.
就在他们这个教会不远那个地方呢，他们就租了一个小房间，叫做多加中心。
So you remember Dorcas in Acts, in the book of Acts, she sold things. That's how she brought glory to God. She sold things and gave them to people.
那多加就是在《使徒行传》里面一个妇女一个名字，她自己呢染织纺织，并且借此来侍奉神。
So if people walked by and they walked in and said, "What is Dorcas Center?" they could talk about this lady who sewed clothes, just like the women that lived there.
所以他们把这个多家中心建立以后呢，行人如果在旁边经过进来看到这个牌子，就在问他们的时候呢，他就可以跟他们讲这样一个妇女的故事。
Okay, now next one. They also learned from the women.That they wanted things for their children to do, but the church did not have a lot of people to help with children.
然后这些妇女们讲说，我们这个孩子需要有人照顾，有人帮忙带他们。那这个教会里面又没有人手可以腾出来带这些孩子们。
So other churches came, helped them do VBS. Now listen to this: their VBS lasts 10 weeks long.
那旁边的教会就过来借给他们人手帮忙帮他们办的这圣经培训班他们这一个圣经班呢为期是 10 weeks 有就是十个星期两个半月那么长
That's a long VBS
所以对一个圣经班来讲是很长的一个
But remember they're trying to meet the needs of the people
他们所做这一切的目的呢都是为了能够确实能够满足到这些人的实际的需要。
10 weeks, 6 hours a day with a group of children.
整整十个星期，每天6个小时带这些小孩。
What did Jesus say about children? You got to enter the kingdom of God like a child.
所以他们就记住耶稣基督说：“你们要想进神的国，就要你自己就要像这些孩子们一样。”
Children's ministry is the back door for families to come into the church.
所以要想让这些家人来教会，那你就得走一个后门。这个后门就是说你在这里带领这些孩子，这就是你的一个门路。
Families started to come to church.
所以呢，这些人的这些一家一家的就开始来这个教会里聚会。
Then they started doing some other things, and I thought this was interesting in the next slide.
他们接着又试了一些其他的这种事工。
Now I'll first start. You know, they had Bible English classes. If you want to learn English, they're willing to read the Bible.
他们也有这个圣经查经班，就是如果这些人他愿意来想读圣经、查学习圣经的话呢，是有这一类的课程帮助他们学习圣经。
People indirectly began to learn about God and Jesus.
那就是通过这一类的课程呢，这些当地这些人呢，就是用一种委婉的方式学习到了神。
Now, to be creative in sharing the gospel, you have to do all kinds of things.
创造性的、有创意性的传福音的话，你得要做很多那些和传统不太一样的事情。
So as they listened to the women, they realized that the women wanted to learn how to use the computer.
所以他给这些妇女们谈话的时候呢，就意识到他们很多人想学习怎样使用电脑。
So you know, these are women, they come from villages, they come to the United States, their husbands know how to use the computer, and worse, much worse, there's...7, 8, 9-year-old child knows how to use the computer, but they do not know how to use the computer.
因为很多的这些妇女们，她们是从福建、中国那些乡村里出来的，来到美国这个环境里面呢，她们孩子、她们这个丈夫都会使用电脑，但她们自己却不会。
So they thought, okay, well, we'll offer a class to teach the women how to use the computer and get on the internet.
所以他们就说好，我们就开一门课，教给他们怎样用电脑，这样还能够上网。
They thought a couple of women would come.
他一开始就觉得可能这只会有几个人来吧。
78 came.
结果78位来了。
They're meeting the needs of people, building relationships, and then sharing the gospel.
所以呢，他们做这个事情就是首先满足他们的一个实际需要，然后又建立了关系，然后又传了福音。
Now, the next I thought was really interesting because of our guitar lesson last week.
他们另外做的一个种事工呢，我觉得也很有意思，因为也考虑到最近我们教会也有一帮人也在学那个弹吉他。
First, they had a chess class, and somebody would come and teach the children. A lot of the boys started to come.
他们呢，先开了一个，就是这个，教给他们教小孩下棋这样一门课。
Yeah.
然后呢，又开了一个就学吉他的课。
Then one young man came and started to teach on Saturdays how to play the guitar.
所以有一位弟兄来了，然后他每个星期六。就教人去弹这个吉他。
And then all of a sudden, all these 10, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boys started to come to these guitar lessons.
结果一下子就是这些十几岁的这些青少年都来跟着他学弹这个吉他。
So they all come for guitar lessons, then they begin to join the youth group, and then do you know what happens?
所以他们来学吉他的时候呢，也就加入了这些教会的青少年这个团契。
One by one, these boys start coming to Christ.
那这些青少年呢，也一个一个的，就是都信了耶稣基督。
They built their whole youth group with a guitar class.
所以他们那个教会里整个的青少年团契呢，是靠这个吉他这门课来建立起来的。
You see, you got to be creative when we think about evangelism.
所以当我们考虑到我们怎样去传福音的时候呢，也要同样的有一些创意。
What do people need?
首先实际上就是要想一想这些人到底需要是什么。
When you think about the people around you who need to hear the gospel, first ask, what are their needs and how can we help?
我们都知道在我们周围居住的这些人，他们都需要听到神的福音。但是首先让我们想一想他们这个一个实际上的一个需要是什么。
Slowly build the relationship and then share the gospel.
然后慢慢的和他们建立关系，然后向他们传福音。
Now notice the pastor did not lead this.
所以你们要看一下这些图片里面就会发现他们牧师教会的这个牧师呢本人没有在这些活动里面，他没有亲自的来带领做这些事情。
Two women got together and they thought, how can we meet the needs of the people that live here? And the church slowly exploded.
反而是这个教会里面两个姐妹，神就启发他们怎样是创意的去传这个福音，然后这个教会就开始增长。
What does God put on your heart?To reach the people around you with the gospel.
同样的，所以神在你，在你的心里面给你有什么样的启发？怎样去传他的福音呢？
Remember, it only took two women to build a ministry.
那在他们这个教会的例子里面，一开始就是这么两个姐妹，慢慢的建立起这样兴起这样一种事工。
What does God put on your heart?
那今天神在你在我的心里面有什么样的心意呢？
God may have big plans that we don't even know about.
神可能会有很大的一个目的和计划，我们今天可能还都没有意识到。
Now, what I know for young people is what young people relate to is music.
那其中有一件事情我很清楚，就是对我们当中这些年轻人，教会的这些年轻人呢，他们有一个东西对他们来说很容易就一下子就感兴趣，就是音乐。
Remember the guitar class, all those boys come, they join the youth group and they all become believers.
像那个教会一样，很多年轻人一下子来学吉他，接着就加入青少年的团契。
So next week we have a concert.
所以我们教会呢，下个星期，星期六，我们要有个音乐会。
This is how the youth can invite their friends to church, and their friends will come.
那我们教会的这些年轻人呢，也可以利用这样一个机会，去邀请他们在学校和社区里的这些朋友们来听这个参加这个音乐会。
This is how young families for the English ministry might be willing to come to church.
那这个我们英文部的里面的这些很年轻的这些家庭，他们也可以用这个管道来进入，来参加我们教会这个活动。
But actually, young people all around the world love music.
但是我们知道，其实全世界各地的这些年轻人都喜欢音乐。
So I would like to ask you to take a couple of these cards.
所以我想请大家呢，就拿一两张这个一个单张。
It's a 明信片。
It's a
postcard.
是个明信片。
And invite your friends, not just youth.But other friends. This is for the whole church, the whole family.
就去邀请你所认识的那些年轻人，你和他们有个朋友关系的那些年轻人，不光是年轻人，其实整个的一个家庭也都可以来参加，来听我们这个音乐会。
So I ask that you would support the youth, support the English ministry by inviting your friends and coming and listening to the music.
所以邀请大家来支持我们的这个青少年团契，来你自己可以来参加这个音乐会，邀请人带人来参加这个这个音乐会。
It's just a small way to outreach, but we have to do something.
对我们来讲，这是一个很小的一件事情，我们可以做，但是呢，也是作为一个我们的一个起点。
I thought it was interesting when we first came here to.文革化华人福音教会，
教会
，right？ 福音教会。
教会。
My tones are not very good.
所以
，When I lived in St. Louis, do you know what church I was a pastor at？
我以前住在那个 St. Louis 的时候呢，你知道我当时是在一种是个什么样的教会里当牧师吗？
Okay, it was interesting because we were at the Sheng Luisa, St. Louis, Sheng Luisa 福音教会。
我那个教会叫做
Sheng Luisa 华人福音教会。It's the St. Louis Chinese Gospel Church, but here it is the Vancouver Chinese Evangelical Church. Isn't that interesting?福音 can be gospel, 福音 can be evangelical.
那个他那个教会的名字是圣路易斯华人福音，就是 gospel 教会。我们这个呢也叫福音教会，但那个词是 evangelical， 所以这个福音这个中文这一个字呢，英文里面可以说是个好消息，是个名词，但也可以作为一个形容词，就是 evangelical， 就是意思就是要出去宣传这样的一种教会。
So every day, well, I don't come every day, but every time I come and I walk through and I see Vancouver Chinese Evangelical Church, I think this is the Vancouver Chinese Preach the Gospel Church.
所以每次来教会看那个牌子上写的福音这两个字，福音教会，我就想到说这个教会是住在温哥华的那群华人要出去传福音之教会。
I hope that you all remember that every time you walk in the door.
所以我盼望我们每一个人每一次来教会的时候都能够记住这一点。
Because God has not called us to be inward focused, God has called us to be outward focused.
神把我们聚集在这里，不是要我们 就是聚集到彼此，不光光是这样，而是而且还要我们出去，把眼光放远一点。
And every time we walk out the door, there's a sign on the door that says, the mission field is out there. Go share the gospel.
每次我们从教会离开教会的时候呢，那里也有一个啊信息，就提醒我们说，我们一出，只要是一出教会的门，周围都是我们传福音的对象。
Proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
所以我们要出去宣扬那一位拯救了我们从黑暗入光明那一位的人，他的一个美，他还有他的一个德，美德。
Let me pray.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
God, you've given us a wonderful name here at this church.
父神，你啊，给我们这个教会起了一个非常美妙的一个名字。
Help us to be creative in sharing the gospel with the people around us.
我们求你帮助我们，让我们有创意性的，能够啊，有创意性的向住在我们周围的人传扬你那个福音。
Help us to remember the message that we have.
让我们牢牢记住我们所信的、所得到的这样一个信息是什么。
And empower us with your spirit so that we do not get tired and weary.
也让你的圣灵赐给我们力量，这样让我们不至于疲惫，不至于灰心。
Help us to live out what you've called us to as a gospel church.
帮助我们，让我们成为一个被你所呼召拣选出来作为这样一个福音教会，让我们做一切我们所应当做的本分。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这一切的祈求是奉靠耶稣基督的名。阿门。Amen.